All right, welcome to the situation update for the big day, Wednesday, January 6th, 2021. This is Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me. This is going to be a packed day. Just remember, I record this at around midnight. So I recorded this, you know, maybe 8 or 9 hours before you're hearing it. And as of the time I'm recording this, I don't know yet what's all the crazy stuff that's going to happen in Washington today. So I'll be covering that. Whatever happens today, I'll be covering that in tomorrow's podcast. But I have a lot of information. There were a lot of actions yesterday and into the evening that were really relevant to what I think is going to happen today on the 6th. But before we get there, and just to lighten the mood a little bit, I have a short true story for you. This is absolutely true. You may know I rescue animals. I've got donkeys on my ranch. They're called Jesus donkeys. They have the cross stripe on their back. And one of them I named Hosanna, by the way. Those of you who are Bible scholars will recognize the significance of that name. But we also have goats, and they are Nigerian dwarf goats. And I take them walking every day, walk with the goats, get them some mileage and some exercise and everything. And a couple days ago, one of the goats, and they're all females, they're all girl goats. But one of them has become kind of like a lesbian goat, and she started humping the other goats. And I was thinking, my goodness, boy, we need to get these girls a guy goat. But guy goats are lots of trouble. I don't have time to deal with baby goats at the moment, so it's just female goats. But one of them is a lesbian. So I'm like, wow, that puts the G in LGBT, you know, G for goat. And I was just thinking, it's probably not the only lesbian you'd look at and think, yeah, that's a goat. All right. You know what I mean? But I was thinking LGBT now stands for lesbian goat boy time, because that's what my goat is doing. And I was thinking, I deserve credit in the woke culture for this, because my goats are my kids. They're called kids, you know? So I've got kids, and they're lesbians, they're immigrants from Nigeria, and they're dwarfs. And on top of that, they're goats of color, because I've got white goats and brown goats and black goats. I've got multicultural, multiracial, immigrant, dwarf, lesbian goats. Now, if that doesn't get one of them a full scholarship to Harvard, I don't know what would. I'd probably get them automatic A's, you know, going through the university there, or in goat language, automatic A's, you know. I mean, seriously, I should get some major kudos for this. So why am I banned everywhere when I've got multicultural, lesbian, goat kid, immigrant dwarfs, okay? I think I qualify. Now, with that said, let's move into the real news. I mean, that's a true story, though. Let's move into the real analysis, because today, wow, it's going to be a big day with a lot of events. All right, we're going to get right into it here, but just for those people who might think that I made up that story, look at your screen now. I'm throwing a photo up here of my lesbian goat. All right, this is her. This is her picture. And she's eating baobab powder. That's what's all over her tongue and nose. And she loves it. She's licking it off the roof of her mouth and having a great time. You can see she looks pretty happy. And I got my chickens out there. And this baobab powder is from the baobab tree. And we had a sack of this powder at the Health Ranger store that broke. And actually, I think it got pierced by a forklift. And then so they gave the bag to me to take home and feed to the animals. So I just poured it on the ground there, and then the goats go crazy loving it. It's like superfood for lesbian goats. So there you go. That's the actual picture from my ranch, and that's my lesbian goat right there. Okay, superfoods for lesbians. You know, trademark. There we go. All right. Wow. Now, based on all the information that came in yesterday, let me give you my read of where things are going. And I got to say, I'm more optimistic today. And I apologize for my... I mean, look, I'm going through the emotional roller coaster just like you are. Some days things look very hopeful. Other days things look horrible. And I'm human. I'm subject to that too. I'm riding this roller coaster with you. We're going up and down, and are we going to have a country at the end of this? Well, it looks like we are. So here's my take on what's about to happen. So yesterday morning, Senator Charles Grassley, he apparently accidentally leaked information to Roll Call that he was planning on substituting for Mike Pence as the, you know, the leader of the joint session of Congress when they open the electoral votes. And they tried to walk that back, but it's pretty obvious that it leaked out. And that's the plan, okay? So here's what I think the plan is. VP Pence doesn't have the backbone to follow through on this and be the guy in history who takes all the blame from the liberal media for kicking the votes back to the swing states. So Pence is going to exit. And it might be just a temporary thing, like, oh, I got to use the bathroom. And he's out for 2 hours. And so Grassley steps in. Or maybe Pence has resigned or is going to resign. I don't know. I can't figure Pence out except to say I never believed Pence had the backbone to do the right thing. And you've heard me say that. Anyway, I think Pence is going to, one way or another, step to the side. Grassley, who's next in line in the Senate GOP, Grassley's going to step up. And Grassley is, I think, 87 years old. He's close to retirement. He's probably at that age where you're like, I don't give a crap what they say about me. I'm going to do the right thing for the country and go down in history as a patriot, you know? And Grassley has been a patriot defending Trump during all the impeachment garbage and the Russia hoax garbage that the left-wing media was throwing at Trump for the last 4 years. So Grassley has proven himself as someone who's willing to challenge the lies of the left-wing establishment, okay? So Grassley is actually the perfect guy to step in. And I believe that what Grassley is going to do, now, again, this is all subject to change. I'm sure they're still debating it, right? Maybe Pence does find a backbone at 3 a.m. and so all this changes. I don't know. But Pence or Grassley, most likely Grassley, is going to start opening the envelopes. And when he gets to Arizona, he's not even going to give the members of Congress a chance to object. This is my current assessment. Instead, Grassley is going to say, oh, look, this is the envelope for Arizona. I'm not going to even open this. In fact, then he's going to give a little speech. He's going to say, there's overwhelming evidence of not just fraud, but get this, foreign interference in the U.S. election. And because of this evidence of foreign interference, which you all are going to hear about here, because look, it's Jenna Ellis with a PowerPoint presentation, and you're going to have to sit through this for the next hour because I'm ordering it as the leader of this joint session, which he would be. You're going to hear some new evidence of foreign interference that no one has seen before. And then we're going to kick these ballots back to the states, the swing states that were involved in that foreign interference, which is going to be, you know, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, maybe New Mexico, maybe Nevada. And then we're going to require them to re-adjudicate their elections based on this new information that was just declassified about foreign interference. And then, boom, they're going to lay out this presentation of what that foreign interference entails. And you can bet it's going to be information from those two international intelligence agencies. Remember that? It's going to be information about the Dominion machines, about the foreign hacking, about the overseas adjudication of faulty ballots. It might be information about the Biden crime family, financial transactions between China and Hunter Biden or other Bidens. Who knows? Might be Jeffrey Epstein level information. Might be Kraken squared. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be huge. And it's going to be a game changer. And then they're going to send the votes back to the states and they're going to close out that day. They're going to close out that joint session and say, guess what? Today, nobody wins today. We are not accepting this. We're going to let the states re-adjudicate. Then here's what happens next. The state legislatures, they call emergency sessions. And remember, they don't need permissions from their local governors in order to do this. They can do this on their own. And it's going to be the new legislatures that were just sworn in because most of the states just had, you know, elections, obviously. Well, I think they all did. So they're going to have their new legislatures, which are mostly GOP-controlled legislatures. And then those state legislatures are going to spend the next, I don't know, week or so debating this. And then they're going to decertify the Joe Biden electors, and they're going to newly certify Trump electors in enough swing states for Trump to win the election. And the basis for this is going to be the declassified intelligence that Trump drops on them, not only, well, later today in the joint session, but then in the days following. Trump is going to be on a D-class bombshell carpet bombing run across the nation, just dropping 2,000-pound bombs. Boom, Biden crime family. Boom, CCP China puppet connection. Boom, Jeffrey Epstein. Boom, Hunter Biden hard drive sex tapes. You know, boom. What is that involving feet and dog tags and candles and wax and naked body part? Oh, that's Hunter Biden's hard drive part two. Okay, boom, just keep dropping stuff. You know, because Hunter Biden's some sick, twisted doofus, man. And at the end of this, again, the states are gonna decertify for Biden and recertify for Trump. Now, some people are gonna say, "Well, too late, man. January 6th already came and went. You know, it's too late." But it isn't too late, because the votes were never accepted on January 6th. It's never too late to go back and decertify when there's new evidence of foreign interference and criminal fraud. It's never too late. And we're not even up to January 20th yet. So there's plenty of time for this to happen. Now, with that said, and I'm going to lay out some points here today for you that help support this, everything I've just been saying. This is my analysis. It's my best guess. It is, of course, subject to change based on events, but this is my best guess, my most honest assessment of what I think is about to happen. If this happens, Antifa and Black Lives Matter are going to activate immediately. I mean immediately, tonight, they're going to activate. If this is the news that breaks, and by the way, the Patriots will cheer. There'll be a million cheers all over DC. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's a couple million by the time this happens. And the Patriots are going to be hugging each other. Man, I wish I could be there. It'd be a great moment for history. But everybody's going to be hugging each other and celebrating. And Jeffrey Prather's worried that the deep state's going to set off bombs in churches, by the way. So watch out, you know, watch out. It could be deep state operations there just to try to screw with everybody. But the Patriots are going to be celebrating. And Antifa and Black Lives Matter are going to be arming up. And what they're going to do, their mission will be to turn the swing states into war zones for the next 10 days. They will go to war. But it will be war in the swing states. So Philadelphia, right? Detroit, Atlanta, Phoenix, you know, the key cities controlled by Dems in the key swing states, they're going to be war zones. And this is where the bloodshed really begins, because there's going to be, you know, Antifa is going to start rolling out AK-47s. They're going to go to total war. And the Patriots in those cities are going to say, that's it. We've had enough. We're going to go engage these terrorists. And Trump will probably have to deploy the military or National Guard first, I would imagine, in some fashion, just to protect the legislatures, which means protect the private homes of the individual GOP legislators in those states, because the terrorists of Antifa and Black Lives Matter, they're going to be trying to intimidate the GOP state members, you know, state House members and state senators into not voting for Trump. So there's going to be full-blown, raw, left-wing domestic terrorism targeting the lawmakers in the swing states. And this is where the wars are going to actually happen. So kinetic action, battles, fighting, bloodshed could erupt in the swing states. Pennsylvania, you know, Philadelphia, for sure, it seems. You know, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, and so on. So this is a new interesting twist on all of this because, oh, and by the way, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, they'll be bussing in more of their paid mercenaries from other states like Washington, Oregon, California, New York, and so on. So they're going to be converging over the next couple of days. So if this scenario unfolds, then within about 72 hours, there's going to be a massive surge of Antifa terrorists in all of these swing states. And patriots are going to need to support law enforcement, National Guard, or Insurrection Act troops to help keep the peace in those cities and states so that the local legislators can actually do their job and review the evidence and take a new vote and decertify the fraudulent Biden votes and then newly certify Trump votes, send those new certifications back up to the Senate, and then perhaps 10 days later, right before January 20th, basically, then Mike Pence, who will rediscover his backbone suddenly, will be able to open the envelopes and read out the results, and Trump wins with over 270, you see. That's the scenario that's unfolding right now. This is my best guess based on the new intel. But by the way, Code Monkey Z has dropped a tweet, and as of the moment I'm recording this a little earlier than usual, so I may have missed something that Code Monkey Z is about to drop. He says, quote, "Hope everyone is staying safe out there in D.C. This is from last night. He says, quote, I am currently working on the biggest drop of my life. Not sure if I will be able to get it out tonight or not, but doing my best to stay the course. If I get it out tonight, the earth may just shatter from the magnitude of the info." Okay, so a big tease from Code Monkey Z. What do you think this is? Well, there is a very good theory about what this may be. And I called Scott McKay today from the Tipping Point Radio. And Scott McKay is a great patriot. And he's on, what is it, Revolution.radio, I think? Revolution Radio? Studio B? And he's also known as the Patriot Street Fighter, which is an awesome name. That's a great name to have. Patriot Street Fighter. And McKay explained to me, I was asking him this question about, you know, what did he think about what was going on with Lynn Wood and everything? And McKay said that he believes that Trump's declassification efforts are actually pushing declass material through key people, attorneys like Lynn Wood. Well, what if that declass effort is also pushing key information through other connected people like Code Monkey Z, or perhaps Sidney Powell, or General Flynn, for example? And remember, I've been reporting for many weeks that I always believed that General Flynn and Sidney Powell and elements of the 305th Battalion, military intelligence, were part of Trump's private intelligence service, so to speak, or intelligence army, you could say. And that they always had access to a lot of special information. Well, you notice that Lynn Wood has been tweeting out lately that he's got major bombshells on Chief Justice Roberts. And Lynn Wood, being a defamation attorney, is very, very careful about the kinds of things that he publicly tweets out there, especially accusing, you know, very prominent people like Roberts of being involved in child trafficking or pedophilia or Jeffrey Epstein. And Lynn Wood has, in fact, stated all of that, implied all of those links between Justice Roberts and Jeffrey Epstein. And in fact, Lynn Wood has publicly called for Justice Roberts to resign, I think, days ago, and said that if Roberts doesn't resign, that Lynn Wood himself is going to put this dirty laundry into the public record, possibly by filing, I think, a judicial complaint of some sort and putting it in the complaint. And to my knowledge, so far, he hasn't done that. But it ties back into what Scott McKay was saying, and I think he's correct about this, which is that someone, probably from Trump's private intel team, which no doubt links back to Ezra Cohen Watnick, in my opinion, who was placed on the Public Information Declassification Board, the PIDB, by a memorandum order from Trump that was early December, I believe, right around, what, December 11th or 12th or somewhere around that date. We covered it in a previous podcast. So what if Ezra Cohen Watnick is declassifying certain things, basically using the entire infrastructure of military intelligence to expose the criminal deep state crooks and creeps for their crimes, not only against America, but crimes against children. Well, what if that information is then getting specifically channeled to people like Lynn Wood, so that Lynn Wood can use his Twitter account and his influence and his upstanding reputation as a very effective attorney, an attorney in good standing and so on, in order to put this information into the public record. I think that's what's happening. And I think that this has only been the very beginning. This is only a tiny trickle of what we are about to see. What we're about to see is going to be the MOAB, as they say, the mother of all bombs of declassification. And maybe this is what Code Monkey Z is talking about, because maybe they gave him some crazy, insane nugget as well that he's about to drop, you know? Wow. So this is certainly going to be one of the most exciting days in American history, certainly in our entire lives. Oh, and speaking of live, we have live.brighteon.com, and that's a live coverage most of the day. Well, it starts at 10 a.m. Today, Wednesday. That is Eastern time, and it's going to run till at least 2 p.m., maybe longer, depending on what happens. And this is in conjunction with IMTV, and Alan Keyes and his team are going to be live broadcasting. I'm going to be calling in later this afternoon into that broadcast. We expect some glitches because of the telecom situation there. Apple is messing with people on their iPhones, making sure that no one can get directions on Apple Maps to even go to DC. So Apple's been selectively censoring, directions to DC. That's how malicious these tech companies are, by the way. I mean, talk about criminals. I wouldn't be surprised if Apple makes sure that iPhone devices, which are engaged in broadcasting, somehow have glitches all day, throughout the day and the evening, so that Patriots can't even broadcast. Or maybe AT&T has glitches with their cell towers and nobody can broadcast. You know, this is the kind of stuff. These are the games they play. Just like closing the hotels. And, suddenly announcing no guns allowed, Really? I didn't know that the Second Amendment was suspended the closer you get to the Capitol. Huh. I thought the Constitution applied everywhere in America. I didn't know that was a Constitution-free zone there around the Capitol building, but I guess that's what the DC police are demanding. I say screw them. I think we're way past that. You want to take our guns? How about we arrest you? Huh? How about that? Because the reason we have guns is because our founding fathers warned us about tyrants like you. We brought the guns to arrest you. How about that? So anyway, go to live.brighteon.com anytime during the day, and then there'll be reruns after the live broadcast is completed, and you should be able to get a real-time stream of what's going on. That's live.brighteon.com. This is the first time we've had live coverage, so it should be very interesting. We also have we've sponsored another crew of journalists to be there, and they're filming to make some mini documentaries about the day. And so you'll see Brighteon coming up on some other projects that involve some really well-known patriots. Let's put it that way. They haven't given me permission to release their names yet, so we're just going to keep that a secret for now. All right, let's see, a couple other things. Now, Jeffrey Prather, as I mentioned, is warning that he believes the deep state may bomb churches in D.C. or carry out some other kinds of bombing events. So false flags are definitely possible. I want to advise everybody to be on the lookout for creepy people. People up to no good. There are going to be provocateurs, no question about that. They're going to be federal agents in with the crowds saying things like, hey, come, we're going to go bomb the building or whatever. Come with us, join our bombing team, so they can find people to arrest as, quote, terrorists. No doubt the corrupt DOJ is going to be operating there. They've already arrested one of the leaders of Proud Boys on some trumped-up charge, of course. The same DOJ people that went after Jerome Corsi and Roger Stone. Totally corrupt criminal cabal of DOJ. And so you can bet the FBI is going to have undercover agents there. The FBI is going to try to stir up a bunch of trouble because they will defend Black Lives Matter while BLM is bombing government buildings and setting fire to police cars. But the FBI will actively try to commit crimes that can be blamed on patriots who are being totally peaceful. That's how corrupt the FBI is, as well as the DOJ. So be on the lookout, folks. Don't get swept into any kind of secret mission to break the law. And since I always advise people to follow the law, you know, and the DC mayor says you can't carry guns, but I'm not sure that that's a lawful order. I don't know. You decide what you want to do. Check your own laws. But me personally, I don't go anywhere without a firearm, and usually more than one. So, well, that's why I'm just not there. Jeffrey Prather, in his podcast yesterday, I just want to clarify something. He had mentioned that I thought that China might be invading the United States at some point. I just want to clarify, because he and I had a conversation about that when I interviewed him, and he doesn't think that China would try to invade the United States, and he's probably correct. But what I was talking about was that if Trump, when Trump wins again, that China would activate its assets in the United States. In other words, people who are already here, like student soldiers and professors who are actually CCP soldiers, and maybe bring in some troops from the Canadian border as well. They would activate here, and then China would try to attack the infrastructure and disrupt the country and plunge the country into chaos and war. And China would activate the assets that it has here, the military assets, which are ammunition and uniforms and RPGs and mortars, and hand those over to Black Lives Matter troops and so on. And that's what China would try to do if Trump wins. But if Biden gets in, which I still don't think that's going to happen. If Biden gets in, China would do nothing, because why would they? They've got their puppet in the White House. So I just want to clarify that. It's great that I can talk to Prather, and we can have different takes on things. But usually I defer to him on anything involving the military, because he's got so much experience in that world. And I was never in the military. I know a lot of people who are in the military, but that's not the same thing as being in it. He was in it. So usually I defer to him on that. He's probably more correct on this point. Okay. Oh, also Prather has warned about a fake intel operative that's online and getting a lot of attention, a lot of clicks, and that he didn't say who it was. I think I know who he's talking about, but Prather said that this guy, I think he implies that he's in the intelligence community, but he isn't. He's an actor. He's faking like he's in the intelligence community. And I think Prather said that the guy is somehow tied to Arizona. I'd have to go back and check exactly what he said. But I'm not going to name any names either. And this is a different guy from who I was mentioning yesterday. So, and that was two other guys. So now there's at least three guys who are pretending to know stuff who really don't know stuff. Again, it gets back to my point yesterday, which is about discernment, that we all have to be very discerning about who we go to for sources, who we listen to, and also always think critically ourselves about what to believe and what to discard, and stay up to date on the changing situation. Because even I admit what I'm saying today, I couldn't have imagined this a week ago, because it's always changing. Because the actors in Washington, I should say the operatives, the players, they're always changing. I mean, who knew out of the blue Grassley would issue a press release to roll call and say, I'm going to replace Pence. That's a wild card that I didn't see coming. No one could have seen that coming. And believe me, there are other wild cards. You know why we haven't heard from Sidney Powell in a while? In my opinion, because she's working on stuff to roll out probably sometime, today or later this week. Sidney Powell's working on stuff. She's not sitting around twiddling her thumbs. She's been working on bombshells that we're going to see soon, is my guess. So, just keep that in mind about where you get your information. Also, just real quickly on the vaccine question, remember how yesterday I was asking, is there some substance or some cream that you could rub on your arm, let's say, before you get an injection with an mRNA vaccine, if you were forced to, and maybe this substance would break down the mRNA strands and protect you? And I even quoted the Moderna website, which said that a strong immune system would attack and essentially destroy the mRNA strands, rendering the vaccine less effective, which is exactly what we want to do, because the vaccine is death. And by the way, there are hundreds of nurses and doctors now in the emergency rooms now because of the vaccine. People dying from the vaccine. It's being reported all over. It's in Zero Hedge. It's on the conservative media sites. It's even in the Epoch Times. Like 100 nurses went to the emergency room because of the vaccine. It's not some conspiracy theory. This is happening. One site was reporting it's 50 times more side effects than the flu vaccine. So this is a very dangerous vaccine. But I want to mention that my friend Bob Sisson, who I'm on the broadcast with at IMTV, he made a suggestion that we got to put in the category of experimental medicine. You know, don't try this at home. I mean, no, this is just a thought experiment. We don't know if this is going to work or not, but it's an idea. He said you might combine DMSO, which is an over-the-counter solvent that is used in a lot of skin creams, by the way. You can buy DMSO. I think it's made from wood. It's an extract from wood pulp, I believe. DMSO, you can buy it at Amazon. What if you combine that with chlorine dioxide and then you rubbed it on your skin? The DMSO might be a penetrant that might carry the chlorine dioxide deeper into your tissues to oxygenate and, in effect, oxidize the mRNA fragments found there. Now, this is just a thought experiment. I can't recommend anybody do this. It might not work. It might be bad. You know, you might have a rash or pain or who knows what. I don't know. But in terms of, we're all just trying to think about how we can protect ourselves from these deadly depopulation vaccines. What about DMSO plus chlorine dioxide? Or what about DMSO plus hydrogen peroxide, which is also very easy to get at a local pharmacy, H2O2, which also is an oxidizer. And I'm pretty sure that these oxidizers would break down mRNA strands pretty quickly, at least in a test tube. I don't know what would happen in your body, and I'm not suggesting that you put it in your body. I'm not even suggesting you rub it on your body, because I don't know what would happen. But for those people out there who might be more informed in this area, we'd love to hear more suggestions about, you know, is there some kind of self-defense cream, you know, like an anti-vax bulletproof cream that you could put on to protect yourself from mRNA specifically? That would be cool. Of course, you could never market it like that because the FTC would probably arrest you at gunpoint for doing that. Imagine, what, you're interfering with our depopulation genocide program? You're going to jail. So I don't expect anybody to market it, and I certainly wouldn't market anything like that either. I'm just exploring information here with you. By the way, did you see the viral video of that plane in Utah where passengers were boarding it and they found out that Mitt Romney was on the plane? The plane's headed to DC, mostly a lot of patriots on the plane, plus Mitt Romney, and then all the patriots. It seems like half the plane was just chanting, "Traitor, traitor, traitor." It was a really great moment for America, and these traitors like Mitt Romney need to hear it right in their faces, that they are traitors and they are going to be taken down by the rule of law. And Romney's not going to be the only one. I think Raffensperger is going to be arrested soon in the days ahead, and probably Georgia Governor Kemp as well. Now, there's a threat on the Capitol building, reportedly. This was in the news late last night. A threat, I'm not sure what the source was, but this kept cropping up on Brighteon.social, and there's some kind of threat that someone is saying they're going to fly an airplane into the Capitol building to kill the lawmakers, the, you know, members of Congress there. I don't know if it's a real, you know, a credible threat or where it came from or anything, but that's just a threat that's out there. Okay. There are also, in D.C., there are already rumored to be piles of bricks that are being distributed, which was, of course, what was done for Antifa, so they could throw bricks at police usually, but also reports of propane gas tanks and piles of lumber. And I don't know what that's all about. 2x6 pieces of lumber, it's being stated. National Files reporting this. So propane tanks and lumber. Of course, propane tanks, you could say, can be blown up. They are explosives in a sense. And lumber might be used as, you know, shrapnel, right? If you surround a propane tank with lumber and you blow up the propane tank, it's going to propel sharp pieces of splintering lumber at very high speeds in a 360-degree radius around the propane tank. So who knows what they have planned? Just be careful, everybody. Everyone who's out there, be super, super careful. There was another bombshell item from Pennsylvania lawmakers that came out last night, and Trump was tweeting about it. They've issued a letter from several members of the Pennsylvania Senate, and they've asked the U.S. House and Senate to, quote, delay certification of the Electoral College, and they're citing a host of unconstitutional measures that allowed voter fraud to occur in that swing state, and that's from the National Pulse. And I've seen the letter, I've read the letter, and this is essentially the letter saying, you know, you can't certify this election because it was fraudulent in our own state. And the state legislatures seem to get this. They get it in Wisconsin and in Pennsylvania and even in Georgia and Arizona and so on. And I think the state legislatures may be the element here that saves the Republic. We'll see. Now, Trump had tweeted yesterday that the vice president has the power to reject fraudulently chosen electors. But then Mike Pence, as we've talked about here, doesn't seem to be interested in doing this himself, which is why he may step aside. Oh, and by the way, I should mention my previous estimate of an 80% chance of Joe Biden being confirmed today. That's no longer in play. I don't think it's an 80% chance anymore. I think it's lower than that because of what happened with Grassley and what looks like maybe a whole new strategy. Jenna Ellis talked about it a couple days ago about kicking the electoral votes back to the states. And Mike Pence, it's reported that Mike Pence, and this is being reported by the New York Times, which is, you know, of course, not trustworthy. But the New York Times is reporting that Vice President Mike Pence does not believe that he has the power to block congressional certification. But given that this is coming from the New York Times, I don't trust that the New York Times is telling us the truth on what Mike Pence thinks. So, but this is being reported also then by ABC News and everybody else in the left-wing, you know, treasonous corporate media are saying that Pence doesn't believe he has the power. In any case, it's not even relevant if Mike Pence is going to step aside, which I hope he does. We'll find out soon, won't we? We'll find out. All right. Dr. Paul Gosar tweeted out, did you know 200,000 Arizona votes were adjudicated and no one has explained why or allowed a review, and that Biden's margin is just 10,000 votes in Arizona? Isn't it amazing how Biden just barely won in all these swing states, just a little bit more than was necessary to win. And then you're not allowed to look at the ballots, look at the machines, not allowed to examine the software, nothing. So this is why the Wisconsin lawmakers are now moving to decertify the Biden electoral vote. And Wisconsin may be the first, but then it could be followed by many other states. So this was a story on whatfinger.com. Wisconsin Assembly moves to decertify. And it says that the Wisconsin legislature is going to introduce a resolution on Thursday as their first order of business, and that the resolution does not require a signature of the governor. So we don't need the governors, who are corrupt because they're Democrats, to sign on to these decertifications or recertifications. So in other words, even if Biden wins today in the Congress, even if the Pence strategy doesn't play out and the Grassley strategy doesn't play out, and if Biden, you know, quote, wins, guess what? It's still not over, because the states, the swing states that are involved here, they can decertify their votes tomorrow, or the next day, or 5 days from now or 10 days from now. And if they decertify and then they change their votes to Trump based on new evidence that they receive, which could be foreign interference evidence, it could be, you know, all kinds of things, anything, then guess what? Then Joe Biden's, quote, victory is nullified. And Trump becomes president. And because then Congress would have to meet again and take into account the new certification, and Trump wins with over 270 electoral votes. So this is not over today, no matter what happens. It's not over. That's something interesting. Oh, and by the way, Jack Posobiec had tweeted this out 2 nights ago. I forgot to mention this. He said that Trump is talking about firing everyone right now. This is an exact quote. Ray, Gina, etc. He's talking about Christopher Ray, Gina Haspel, and wants to declassify everything. UFOs, JFK, all of it. That was the tweet from Posobiec. I love it. I want to see all the declass on the UFOs and JFK. By the way, the deep state killed JFK. In case you're curious, the deep state has, they have carried out most of the murders and most of the terrorist attacks and false flags throughout history as you know it. You thought JFK was killed by a lone gunman? No, he was killed by the deep state. You thought 9/11 was carried out by, you know, foreign terrorists? No, it was engineered by the deep state. You thought Oklahoma City was a lone bomber named Timothy McVeigh? No, it was carried out by the deep state. And it just goes on and on and on. Everything you think you know about history is a lie. The deep state was engineering all of it from the start in order to control the narrative and enslave the American people and gain power for themselves. All right. So if Trump declassifies all that stuff, well, they're going to have to rewrite all the history books, because most of it's fake history anyway. Has been based on, you know, fake narratives. Now, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney has said in a new interview, and this was published by NOQ Report, he says, quote, if Pence and Congress do not correct the election on January 6th, President Trump must act. And he said, so if the Congress refuses to dethrone Biden, as they should under law, the Constitution, and common sense, President Trump will have to make the hardest decision ever made by a U.S. president. President Trump's oath of office compels him to defend the Republic against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And this is McInerney saying this. Clearly, Biden, his family, and their entourage are the paid agents of the Beijing regime. The same group is a venal and criminal organization that has used Biden's offices to extort many millions of dollars from foreign entities. That group, the Democratic Party as a whole, and many Republicans, conspired to fix the 2020 election, and they now seek to destroy the Republic and establish a socialist hell in its place. For all these reasons, President Trump cannot, and we believe will not, let Biden become president. Well, let us hope that it doesn't have to come down to the Insurrection Act or military authority. There are other options available. And by the way, I was just checking on Code Monkey Z, and he has actually released the bombshells that he was talking about. At least I think this is what he was talking about. And I'm going to read to you this big multi-part series of information that involves Stefan Serafini, a foreign service officer. It involves Italian intelligence that's provided documents and photos of CIA agents. And this was coordinated with General Claudio Graziano, a board member of Leonardo. So we're going to have to kind of navigate all that here shortly. But let me cover the Georgia election quickly. Now, remember that I'm recording this many hours before it's actually posted. So the Georgia election, as of the time I'm recording this, is very close. It's almost neck and neck. But there are so many developments. You know this whole thing's getting rigged, just like the general election. So as National File reports, it's the same rerun. Georgia locks poll watchers out. The GOP poll watchers locked out. Then they say some of the Dominion machines broke down. and it gave Democrats extra voting time. And now they're saying that because of all the mail-in ballots, they won't have the results for 2 to 3 days. So, of course, they're just printing more Democrat ballots to roll those in. It's the same scam over and over again. Trump has tweeted out that Dems are setting up a big voter dump in Georgia, and GOP monitors are blocked from overseeing ballots. And John Fredericks on his show has said, quote, Dominion machines in 3 of the largest Republican precincts are down. They're told they can't scan their ballots because the machines don't work. The poll workers are saying, quote, when it's fixed, we'll scan it for you. Yeah. There's all kinds of red flags. Yep. Total fraud. And then Trump tweeted later on, reports are coming out of the 12th Congressional District of Georgia that Dominion machines are not working in certain Republican strongholds for over an hour. Ballots are being left in lockboxes. Yeah. What do you think is going to happen there? And then, as was reported by whatdoesitmean.com, Title 52, Section 20511 of the United States Code says that anyone who knowingly and willfully deprives, defrauds, or attempts to deprive or defraud the residents of a state of a fair and impartially conducted election process for federal office can be punished by up to 5 years in prison. So guess what? Raffensperger is going to prison. This is one thing that you can count on. Raffensperger is going to be arrested. In fact, that phone call that Trump had with Raffensperger a couple days ago that was leaked to the Washington Post, I think, or the New York Times. Yeah, I think it was Washington Post. That phone call was Trump trying to give Raffensperger his final option. Like, here's your way out, man. If you don't want to go to prison, you fix this election, because all we need is 11,000 votes, and we've actually won by hundreds of thousands of votes. And Raffensperger's just thumbed his nose at Trump and said, no, I'm going to leak this to the left-wing media and screw you. Well, Raffensperger's going to go down. Watch for that. Patrick Byrne was reporting that Dominion machine boxes, that is the boxes that hold the actual machines, have made in China labels on them. Isn't that interesting? And President Xi of China is ordering his military forces to be, quote, ready to fight at any second without fear of death. Oh, and by the way, it's also being reported that China now, they have new helmets for their soldiers where they pack explosives into the helmets so that they can, quote, suicide the soldiers if the soldiers get captured. what a wonderful military. How would you like to sign up for that service? Here, soldier, strap on this explosive that we remote control. Wow. I guess there will be no retreating from now on. Unreal, but isn't it just like China to do that? Secretary of State Mike Pompeo issued a warning to the American people about China, saying, quote, we took our eye off this enormous threat, and now it's now upon us. It's inside the gates. The Chinese Communist Party is here in America. And the Trump administration has begun in every dimension to turn the ship in the right direction, to get America to once again do the right thing and protect itself from this communist threat in China. That was reported by the Epoch Times. Oh, and by the way, speaking of Raffensperger, who is going to be in prison pretty soon, he was first placed into office in the Georgia House of Representatives in 2015 by a powerful network of Mandarin-speaking communist Chinese people in the U.S. that he begged to get him more than 100 votes to secure his victory, and he won that by 159 votes. That was reported by National File. Unreal, isn't it? I tell you what. Oh, so I'm going to get to this bombshell from Code Monkey Z here shortly, but just want to say on the vaccine front, a Portuguese nurse dies suddenly after receiving the COVID vaccine. This was reported by Zero Hedge. The patient was Sonia Azevedo, 41, a mother of two who worked as a surgical assistant in the Instituto Português de Oncologia, a cancer hospital in Porto. She was among 538 healthcare workers who received their first dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. And she had dinner with her family on New Year's Eve, but was found dead in her bed the following morning. The official report on this says, quote, Mrs. Acevedo had not suffered any adverse side effects after being vaccinated, period. Well, except for being found dead, I suppose, but that's maybe that's not a side effect.
That's the intended effect. Yeah, that's not a side effect, is it? It's not an adverse event. It's the main event. Yeah, found him dead. Minus one. You know, that's plus one for Bill Gates right there. Plus one for his goal. Oh, and then a story from yesterday in the Epoch Times. Here's the headline. Check this out. Hundreds sent to emergency room after getting COVID-19 vaccines. Over 1,000 people injected with a new COVID-19 vaccine have experienced an adverse event, with hundreds being taken to emergency rooms. One patient in Michigan on December 16th became lightheaded and dizzy and chest tightness and hand tingling. I think I'm having a panic attack, she said, taken to the emergency room. That's one of 308 reports from patients sent to hospital emergency rooms documented in the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS. I'm telling you. And according to other reports, you know, it's 50 times more side effects compared to the flu shot. And I think they're also covering up some of the deaths here as well. So we may not know the full story of how many people are dying or how many people are sick from this. All right, so now for the remainder of this podcast, I'm going to dive into the bombshells that Code Monkey Z was talking about. And apparently this comes from Patrick Byrne, or this comes through Patrick Byrne, who has been, I mean, Patrick Byrne's a credible guy. He's been at the forefront of the investigations on this. And it is very much possible that the military intelligence involving foreign interference that I spoke about earlier is being intentionally leaked through Patrick Byrne, and maybe some through Lynn Wood as well, and that Patrick Byrne is then getting this out through other independent journalists who are putting it online. So there are a series of tweets by a user on Twitter named Kane Koa, which sounds like a Hawaiian name. So Kane Koa the Great, K-A-N-E-K-O-A, Kane Koa the Great, is the username. Now, I don't know about this user, except that Code Monkey Z was promoting this thread. So I'm going to read to you some of the highlights of this thread, and you can decide for yourself whether you think it's legit. But this is, I think, what Code Monkey Z was referring to when he said it's going to make some people super, super furious. And the other thing is, this seems to tie in with what we were told over the last couple of days from various sources, that there were two foreign intelligence agencies that had absolute proof that the election was rigged. And you may recall a couple of days ago, I had speculated that those two agencies might have been Israel and Russia. Well, apparently one of them is Italy, which I had not anticipated. And it's this Italy intelligence group, or Italian military intelligence group, that is reportedly the source of this information that I'm about to read for you here. So here we go. And by the way, some of this is the first time I'm seeing it as well. So I'll just give you my comments as we go through it. So it says, U.S. election data was forwarded from Frankfurt, Germany to Rome, Italy, where the man pictured below, and there's a photo here, partnered with members of MI6, the CIA, and the Italian defense contractor, Leonardo. Okay, so that's a defense contractor. They led the operation and built the algorithms that were used to manipulate U.S. election data. So that's the first tweet. Now, this is consistent with the offshore adjudication. And remember how we saw that the Dominion machines were set to produce very high artificial error rates, such as 68%, requiring manual adjudication, which means fixing the vote, choosing the outcome of the vote manually. Well, apparently these broken votes, oh, and by the way, one way that was achieved was that, remember the ballots that were printed for Republican areas of the state, Republican districts, were printed with the barcodes in the wrong place. The barcodes on the edge that were the corner of the ballot, they were printed incorrectly, causing the adjudication or the errors leading to the adjudication, and then the adjudication was carried out overseas. So this was all done on purpose. The ballots were printed incorrectly on purpose. The machines flag the errors. Boom, it goes overseas. And then there, MI6, the CIA, and Leonardo were involved in manipulating the data and then shoving it back into the machines remotely. And remember how Pulitzer and his team, the White Hat cyber hackers, were able to demonstrate this
in front of the Georgia Senate, I believe it was, a few days ago, how they were able to gain access to the Dominion machines remotely with two-way traffic, where they could pull data off the Dominion machines and they could also push data onto the machines. They had full administrative control. And I learned through some other sources that I believe they were hacking through a Google Nest thermostat device. So the thermostats are actually portals through which they can hack other devices in the room. I mean, this just gets wild. Okay, so with that background, let's get into more of these tweets from Kanekoa. And there's a bunch of them. First one. This is according to articles and videos shared by tech entrepreneur Patrick Byrne, who funded the private cybersecurity teams to monitor the 2020 election. The report alleges that U.S. election data was altered and sent through an Italian military satellite operated by Leonardo. Got it? So satellite. Remember how DNI Ratcliffe had made Space Force the 18th intelligence group to join the national security briefings? And that happened just recently. There's a reason for this. Remember how I said over the last few weeks, Space Force has a huge role to play in this, and satellites also have a huge role. And whoever controls the high ground, literally the high ground, which is in orbit, has control and influence over Earth itself. All right, second tweet. Leonardo is an Italian multinational company specializing in aerospace, defense, security, blah, blah, blah. The Italian government holds 30% of the company. Next tweet. Former CIA senior operations officer Brad Johnson and the current president of Americans for Intelligence Reform discusses the operation behind the alleged U.S. election hack in this video shared by Patrick Byrne. Okay, so there's a link to a video. There's also a link to audio. I've heard parts of the audio, but big tech is rapidly trying to ban this audio and video everywhere, as you might imagine. All right, so the next tweet is a tweet of this video, which is currently on YouTube, but will probably be deleted. And it's called Brad Johnson, Rome, Satellites, Servers, and Update. So if I were you, if you want to watch this video, I would look for it on Brighteon.com because someone will post it there. And just search for Brad Johnson, Rome, and you'll probably find this on Brighteon.com. All right. Hold on. Next tweet from Kanekoa. During the election, something unprecedented in the history of U.S. elections occurred. Vote counting stopped. At that point, Rome went on stage by receiving the data from Frankfurt. Remember the Frankfurt servers that were seized by the DOD in that raid on the CIA server farm? Okay, from Frankfurt in order to recalibrate the hacking attack to deliver the victory to Biden. So this gets to the role of Leonardo and the Italian government. And there's a note here. It says there's another actor. Brad Johnson offers a revelation. There's another actor that played a crucial role, and it's Leonardo. Once the hackers created the new algorithms, they sent the new numbers back up to an Italian military satellite operated by Leonardo. Then the new manipulated data were sent back to Dominion voting machines in the U.S. This means the Italian government would be directly involved in the attack, and Leonardo's largest shareholder is the Italian government. Right? So you want to talk about foreign interference. Can you see how this intel would nullify the election? All right, then there's an article here from lacrunadelago.net, and it's Italygate. Is the Italian government directly involved in the U.S. election fraud? And it's just a link to an article. I'm not going to go through that whole article. Next tweet is from Patrick Byrne. The story is accurate, he says. I've been sitting on this for weeks trying to work official channels. Retweets welcome. Italygate. Is the Italian government directly involved in the U.S. election fraud against Trump? And then he links to that same article. All right, next tweet. William J. Lynn III is the CEO of Leonardo DRS, a U.S. subsidiary of Leonardo with $2 billion in revenue. He served under the Obama-Biden administration as Deputy Secretary of Defense and led the department's efforts in cybersecurity and space strategy. All right, space strategy. an article, next tweet, an article published on December 1, 2020 in the Italian national newspaper La Verità is titled, "Trump's lawyers have no doubts, an Italian hand in pro-Biden fraud." The article outlines the alleged operation executed in Rome in complicity of Italian defense contractor Leonardo. Now, that article, I believe, is in Italian, so you'd have to search for the headline in Italian. And I don't know how to read that in Italian, so you just have to, I don't know, you'll have to poke around and look for this tweet. Next tweet. These are photos at Rome's International Airport of the two alleged individuals involved in building the algorithms for the data manipulation of the 2020 U.S. election. They were being surveilled by members of Italian intelligence after suspiciously entering into the country. So, I don't know how you suspiciously enter the country. Sneaking in, but there's a photo of the alleged people. Next tweet. Today on La Verita Web, according to the Trump campaign, also Rome and Italy involved in possible electoral manipulation, role of an official in the U.S. embassy, military figures at the highest level, and an Italian company in the defense sector. Now then, next tweet is the audio. The theft of the election was orchestrated by Stefan Serafini, a 20-year Foreign Service officer. Stefan coordinated with General Claudio Graziano, a board member of Leonardo. I'd mentioned that tweet earlier. Italian intelligence provided us with documents, calls, and photos of CIA agents involved. Next tweet. Those photos ended up on the internet, and the operatives involved in Italy started panicking. They had the person who did the uploading arrested for safekeeping and another put under house arrest. They're being accused of hacking for other reasons, you know, to control them. So there's a story here, news.yahoo.com. Italian police arrest two over hacking at defense group Leonardo. All right, so that's the cover story. Oh, these were hackers doing crazy stuff on their own. Let's lock them up and you know, blame them for everything. Next tweet. On Christmas Eve, we met with President Trump at Mar-a-Lago and informed him that he is getting the affidavits of the people involved. We need the grassroots army like never before because the people who thought they stole the election have lost and they don't know it yet. And then that links to more audio. And again, you can see these tweets yourself until they're erased. Just go to the Twitter account of @KaneKoaTheGreat. Tweet 15. The shocking news is the funding. Barack Obama in 2017 actually took $400 million, 14 pallets of cash. And that money was transferred over to different accounts. We have the exact travel plan of that cash. That was the plan, the funding to unravel the Trump presidency. Yeah, we know Obama's been behind all this. And then tweet 16 is the full audio link to vocaroo.com, which has the audio. And I've started listening to that audio. So this is what Code Monkey Z is apparently talking about. So that's a pretty big bombshell of information there. And then Code Monkey Z goes on to say that there's going to be a lot more following this from other sources. So what do you think of that? A lot of it lines up, doesn't it? Because of we know that the adjudication was offshore. We also know, Colonel Phil Waldron was talking about. They monitored the packets. We have the packets. We know the machines were communicating offshore. And then other Kraken evidence that the Sidney Powell binder of information talks about Frankfurt and Barcelona and Serbia and Iran and China. And we know that Obama was involved in giving Iran funding to build their nuclear weapons program. That was a big part of Obama's presidency, was building nukes for Iran or helping them build them. So this is entirely consistent with Obama, who I've called a sleeper cell agent to destroy America. That's his goal. This is exactly the kind of thing that he would do. And he's been given lots of money by, well, Netflix. You know, they signed Barack and Michael Obama to a big show, pay him $200 million or something in that range, and then book deals. You know, they're just collecting all this money, and then they just hand hundreds of millions of dollars over to spies and agents and hackers and even foreign intelligence services in order to overthrow Trump, because Barack Obama knows something. He knows he's going to jail if Trump gets a second term. In fact, Obama knows he's going to, he's maybe jail would be merciful. He's going to be charged with treason and prosecuted for treason with a whole lot of other people involved with Obama. There are a lot of treasonous actors. You know all their names. You've seen it all. You know, Brennan, Comey, Mueller, Clinton, the whole deal. There's a lot of them. So what if, here's my theory. Number one, like, how did Code Monkey Z get this information? It came to him, clearly this was probably classified military intelligence, evidence of foreign interference, right? How did it get to Code Monkey Z? And how did Lynn Wood get a hold of the information about the pedophilia or the Jeffrey Epstein connections of people like allegedly Justice Roberts and so on? Where is this information coming from? I think it's all coming from the white hats at the NSA and the 305th Military Intelligence Battalion. And they've compiled this information, plus with Ezra Cohen Watnick at the declassification board, they've been able to declassify certain things to leverage that to get ready for a big dump. And the big dump has begun. I think you're seeing it. The stuff that I just read for you is like the little beginning trickle of the big dump. And these bombshell drops are going to come sometime, you know, maybe today in front of Congress. I would imagine there would be some bombshells dropping. And then maybe the next day and the next day and the next day. And it's going to be like drinking from a fire hose for the next 10 days or so, a couple of weeks even. Well, maybe all the way up to January 20th. It's just going to be endless bombshells. It's like the most exciting time to be alive, isn't it? Crazy, but exciting. And by the end of this, we're going to see just how corrupt and the depths of the criminality of the Obamas and the Clintons and the Comeys and the deep state and the DOJ and the FBI and all these corrupt, crooked officials. And you know what? Nothing is going to save them from we the people. Because even if the DOJ doesn't do a damn thing, I have a feeling that millions of Americans are going to do something on behalf of their president. I have a feeling the deep state is totally freaking out because they can bribe or they can threaten the Supreme Court or they can bribe the Attorney General or, you know, they can threaten the director of the FBI or the CIA. They can't bribe and threaten, you know, 3 million angry armed patriot Americans who are ready to die defending their nation, if that's what it comes to. You can't stop them. And I have a feeling there's a very important reason why Trump wants, you know, 1 to 2 million patriots in DC right now. I have a strong feeling I know why. Because Trump is going to need you. Trump's going to need all patriots because Trump is about to drop some major bombshells and the psyche of the nation will never be the same. He's going to shock the world with what's about to come out. And again, what I just read you from Code Monkey Z is just, that just scratches the surface here. You know, cyber warfare via satellite using Italy and with under the table money from Obama. It's all on tape. Everybody's named. They've got all the evidence. Just hand it over to Trump. Boom. DNI Ratcliffe has probably already written all this stuff up. It's probably already in a classified report. Trump's got proof of election interference. He's got proof the whole thing was null and void. The Dominion machines all compromised. Every election that used Dominion, null and void, including the Georgia general election, by the way, which means this runoff election is pure BS. The runoff election is fake because the general election was fake. So they're going to have to go back and nullify the general election, which means there may not even be a runoff election because Perdue and Loeffler may have already won. Even before the runoff, you see what I'm saying? Once you subtract out the fake, you know, stuffed votes that were pro-Biden, you might not even need a runoff. So here we go. This is going to get real interesting. And I think it's going to move in a direction of transparency, exposure,
bombshells, awakening, horrifying truths, shocking information. The American people, they're about to take a hit to the psyche. They're about to learn. The average American person, remember, has no clue about reality. The average American doesn't know that, you know, the elections are rigged and vaccines are dangerous and the dollar is a fiat currency, fake money system. You know, they don't know JFK was assassinated by the deep state. They don't know anything about reality. They've been living in this artificial construct fed by CNN and fake news media and censorship from big tech. So when all of this truth breaks, the American people who have been living in their bubbles of BS, they're going to be in for a real shock. And I want to ask for your help to aid the transition of those people into reality. It's almost like you're going to have to help them be born, because they're going to have to go through a birthing experience, which might be as traumatic as actually being physically born. You're going to have to rip them out of the birth canal of their fake bubble reality and into the real world with the bright lights and the shocking truths and the, you know, the cold air slapping you upside the face and, like, you know, boom, welcome to the real world, Neo. You know, you've just been red pilled. Welcome. And everything that you thought was true was an artificial construct. It was a fake reality, a fake bubble, nothing but illusion theater for your mind. Now this is the real world. Welcome to the real world in this world. And by the way, get used to it real quick, because you're going to be needed to fight for humanity in the real world. And in the real world, there's some horrifying truths. And you're going to have to get up to speed that the world is run by a criminal cabal of pedophiles and child traffickers and extortion artists and murderers and assassins and you know, just criminal cartels. The whole world is run by that. And they control almost everything. And we're going to take them down systematically, one by one. Lock them up, take them down, take them out, whatever is necessary. That's what's going to happen via Trump once we secure Trump's second term. And that's why they're fighting like hell to stop this. Because they know this is the end. If Trump gets a second term and he's supported by we the people, millions of patriots, ready to go to war to defend their nation and defend their president and defend the integrity of our elections process, then that's unstoppable. That is absolutely unstoppable. And they can try to rig and they can try to cheat and they can try to cover up. Oh, you have no standing, no standing. Dismiss the case. Oh, you filed too late. You filed too early. Oh, you can't see the counting. No, be an observer from 500 feet away. No, we're going to block the windows. You can't look in the machines. You can't see the source code. You can't review the ballots. In fact, we're going to freaking shred the ballots. How's that? Just because we're just going to do it in your face. We're going to shred the ballots on video and just say, nah, 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 you can't do anything about it because the courts are all rigged. You know, the judges are all pedophiles. They're in our pockets. Well, guess what? What are they going to do when we the people come for them? See? And that's what Trump is recruiting. Trump. Trump is going to go down in history, not simply for who he is and what he does, but for the fact that he rallies millions of American patriots to take their country back and take down the criminal pedophile fraud networks that have been running this country for far too long. And as Lynn Wood says, every lie will be exposed. Every lie, not only every lie in the election or every lie during the Obama administration, I'm talking about every lie back through history, including what Trump is about to dump: JFK, UFOs, 9/11, fake financial currency system. Every lie of history is about to be exposed. And the American people who don't know any of this, yeah, they're going to be in for a real shock. Because their minds aren't prepped for this. Not like you and I, who have known about a lot of this for a long time. The average person is going to be like, I can't even imagine it. Is it even real? You know, it's just going to cry like a baby.
All right. So to wrap this up, and I know today has been a little bit lengthy, but we've got a lot to cover. To wrap this up, I don't know exactly what's going to happen today. None of us do. It's certainly possible Joe Biden gets all the votes in Congress and Pence doesn't do anything and Grassley doesn't do anything, whatever. It's still not the end. The states can decertify and recertify, and Wisconsin's already on track to do that tomorrow, in fact, to start that process tomorrow. Other states can follow. So when you certify fraud, what do? You're committing a crime. And when you're committing a crime, you're going to face arrest. And Trump is going to initiate the mass arrest. Because if they certify Biden, Trump will be forced into a corner that he's reluctant to invoke. But it is the military authority, mass arrest, perhaps martial law of some kind or insurrection act of some kind. He's going to have to take down the deep state players, and Raffensperger is going to be one of them. And frankly, I hope that day comes quickly. It's time for the mass arrest to happen. It's time. There's, you know, this is the end game. You might as well play the cards. Trump needs the support of the American people, which he has. The deep state doesn't have the support of the American people. They have to pay their foot soldiers, Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They're paid mercenaries. They can't get real actual people to volunteer and show up. But we, the patriots, we show up by the millions on a volunteer basis. And Trump's going to need you to defend the state legislatures. If this gets kicked back to the states, we're going to need militia groups to defend the legislatures at the state level, you know, in those states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and so on, until they decertify and recertify. And if they do that, then Trump's going to win. But there will be, of course, a lot of blood in the streets from Antifa attacks and Black Lives Matter attacks, who, you know, it'll mostly be their blood because the patriots just aren't going to take anymore. You know, it reminds me, Josh Hawley, he was talking about, he was in D.C., you know, and his wife and I think daughter were at his home was this Hawley? Yeah. That's Missouri. So I don't know where they are in Missouri, but says, you know, Antifa and Black Lives Matter showed up and were beating on the door, and his wife and daughter were terrified, you know. Of course, the mainstream media reported it as a peaceful candlelight vigil. No, they were beating on the door. Now, I don't know about you, what you would do, but in my case, in Texas, you get an angry mob beating on my door, I'm going to ventilate the door. You know, I'm going to stand back like 30, 40 feet from the door inside the building. And just pop, 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 pop. Just start unloading mags. Because I know that door's not bulletproof. And, you know, any people that drop dead and bleed out in front of the door, you know, I'll call 911 after it's all said and done. But you're beating on my door like an angry mob? That's a threat against my life and my property. You're going to get taken down. That's what I would have done. Now, Josh Hawley's wife maybe doesn't have, you know, tactical rifle training or whatever. So she just huddled in fear, I guess. I mean, can't necessarily expect her to have rifle training, but it just shows you. I think there's a lot of Americans who are just like me on this. Like, you come to my door, beat on my door, angry mob, we're going to start unloading rounds. And I don't know if I told you before, but in my training with Special Forces guys, we have timers. We wear them on our hips and they time how many rounds you can fire off per second. And, you know, we consistently do 4 to 5 rounds a second. And that's with just a normal trigger. So, you know, we'll go through a magazine in about 6 seconds. Swap another mag takes about 2 seconds. So 8 seconds into it, we've already put 28 rounds down range and we got a full mag. So you want to come on in, Antifa. You better bring like multiples of 28 in your crowd because we're going to lay you out with multiple mags. You better be freaking bulletproof. That's my attitude. And I think a lot of people are right there with me. And I may not even pick up a 5.56. I might pick up, you know, an AR-10. I might be running my 300 Win Mag semi-auto just to punch through your vehicles too. Who knows? I love the Texas castle doctrine. You attack a man's castle, you're going to bleed. Yeah. Still is the law in Texas. Don't mess with Texas. All right. So enough said, but this is where we are in this country right now. I'm not going to go out, you know, and attack anybody. I don't want to resort to violence. But if people bring it to your door like they did with Holly, if they bring it to you, what choice do you have? You have to shoot if you fear for your life. You have to protect your wife, your family, your property. Because those Antifa people, they like to set fire to your house as well. Arson is a felony. And you can stop a felony using firearms in the state of Texas. Again, I don't go out looking for trouble. But you come to me, I'm going to put a stop to it. End of story. I'm a law-abiding citizen, passed all the FBI background checks. I've got suppressors, class 3 weapons, all kinds of stuff, concealed carry in 4 different states over time. Never been arrested in my life, never had a speeding ticket in my life. Law-abiding citizen. But again, just millions of people like me, law-abiding citizens who have reached their limit of the lawlessness that we're willing to put up with. That's where we are. So thank you for listening. Really appreciate your prayers. And I want you to send a special prayer today for all the patriots who are in Washington, D.C. And if you were there listening to this, God bless you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being the voice for real America. We are with you. We are praying for you. We are covering what you're doing. We're hosting your videos up on Brighttown.com. We're paying all the bandwidth. We've got live.brighttown.com with Alan Keyes and other guests. We are with you. And we pray for your safety. Be effective. Be effective. And we can save this republic together. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com.